Elise Stefanik, Durham report shows criminal abuse of power went up to Obama-Biden White House. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on May 15, 2023. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, said that Special Counsel John Durham's report about the origins of the FBI's investigation into former President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign revealed a criminal abuse of power that went up to the Obama-Biden White House. Durham's long-awaited report was released on Monday and concluded the FBI should have never launched an investigation into the Trump campaign. As Breitbart News reported, Durham's 300-page report found a damning conclusion. Based on the review of Crossfire Hurricane and related intelligence activities, we conclude that the department and the FBI failed to uphold their important mission of strict fidelity to the law in connection with certain events and activities described in this report. Our investigation also revealed that senior FBI personnel displayed a serious lack of analytical rigor towards the information that they received, especially information received from politically affiliated persons and entities. Durham's report said, in apparent reference to the Hillary Clinton campaign-funded Fusion GPSP dossier alleging collusion that the FBI relied on to investigate Trump. The report also detailed how former CIA Director John Brennan briefed former President Barack Obama and his top national security officials on the matter. Brennan briefed the Obama administration on the alleged approval by Hillary Clinton on July 26, 2016, of a proposal from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by Russian security services. CIA Director John Brennan and other intelligence officials recognized the significance of the intelligence by expeditiously briefing Obama and other national security officials, Durham's 300-page report added. Stefanik blasted the players involved in the FBI's investigation into the Trump campaign and accused Obama and then Vice President Joe Biden of being in on it from the very beginning. The long-awaited Durham report confirmed what the American people already know, that individuals at the highest levels of government attempted to overthrow democracy when they illegally weaponized the federal government against Donald J. Trump, Stefanik said in a statement. This criminal abuse of power went all the way up to the Oval Office where President Obama and then Vice President Joe Biden were in on it from the very beginning. This was an unlawful attempt by the politicized FBI and DOJ to meddle in our elections, she added. Stefanik called the FBI's investigation an illegal, unlawful, and un-American abuse of power, and vowed to hold those involved accountable. The entire false smear was manufactured and paid for by political opponents of Donald Trump and perpetrated by the left-salivating mainstream media stenographers, Stefanik concluded. Crossfire Hurricane was nothing more than an illegal, unlawful, and un-American abuse of power. I am more committed than ever to ensuring that those involved are held accountable and face criminal prosecution. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.